music, news, and so much more. This is Radio Bucky.
Hey guys, it is Spotlight. We are here for the Muddy Social Enterprise section of the new schedule. So launching it today, I thought we'd speak to the leading lady, Miss Kim Soo. How are you today?
Hey, gorgeous. I'm doing just fine, thank you.
Brilliant. Okay, our listeners have been sending in questions in their droves, so shall we go ahead and answer?
Go for it.
Go for it. So the first one is, what are the key benefits of MSEN?
MSEN is, I'm sure you all know, is Muddy Social Enterprise Network, and the key word will be network. Networking is possibly one of the most valuable benefits of being part of MSEN, but not just networking, it's all about connecting with other social entrepreneurs. It's feeling a sense of belonging. It's almost like a family. If people ask me what my job is, I tell them I'm the mama of the network.
So of course you are.
The key benefit of belonging to Muddy Social Enterprise Network is definitely the networking and all the wonderful people that surround you.
Brilliant. And how long has it been on the go for?
Approximately 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a life sentence. Practically, but hey, you cope with it well. So what inspired you or your team to set up the group, and how long have you been involved?
Well, MSEN was around before myself. I was just very fortunate to take, or to be passed the baton to lead it at some point. The Social Enterprise Network started up because a group of social entrepreneurs wanted to get together, because we can do more together and we're stronger when we all support each other. So we all came together, and at that point I was one of the social entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. And from that we got more responsibility. We were asked to go to speak and to be representative on different parts of the council for different, different networks. But we didn't have the capacity, so we then looked for a funding opportunity, which came in the form of Highlands and Islands Enterprise, and the network then became, it was funded. Before that, it was more or less voluntary. There was some money from High went into REAP, the lovely REAP.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Your neighbours, yeah. We all know REAP. They fronted the network for a good 2-3 years. There was mm-hmm. Kevin McDermott, then there was Rod Lovey, Jill Dolphin. They all really were people responsible for kickstarting and bringing together the Social Enterprise Network.
Brilliant. Okay, how many members are on the network to date?
Well, the network is part, it's run by TSI Muddy, that's Third Sector Interface Muddy, and we have well over 200 members who are community groups and volunteer organisations and social enterprises. How many actual social enterprises will probably be in about the 50s, I guess.
A huge family then.
Yeah, big family.
Brilliant. Okay, here's a bit of a fun one. Let's get into the glamour zone. So if you were to host an MSEN red carpet event, who would be your star social enterprises or entrepreneurs?
Do you know, it's so hard to say who would be the stars at the red carpet event. This year, our awards is going to be like a red carpet event, and to me, all the social enterprises are my stars. Every single social enterprise that's working. But I'd like to give a plug here to Muddy Reach Out.
Way! Oh, well done, guys.
Because they're just absolutely wonderful. And so are, I'm not going to name any more because they're just so, so many, but because you're sitting here,
yeah,
and you're working for MRO, and I love MRO very much. I just love all the social enterprises. As I say, this is like my family. So the family would all be the stars of the red carpet.
Brilliant. Okay, so what's coming up?
Oh, there's lots of things coming up. The next thing happening is going to be a peer learning visit to Shetland.
Yes, heard lots about it. Tell us more.
A group of social entrepreneurs will go off to Shetland, and we'll network with social enterprises over in Shetland, and we'll share our learnings, we'll make new connections, and we'll basically have a lot of fun. I'm sure there'll be some wine drunk as well, and a lot of giggling. What else is coming up? So that's the peer learning visit. We've got a social enterprise marketplace coming up hopefully on the 9th and 10th of June in St Giles. We'll have a unit, and I hope to see my reach out is going to be there. Hopefully you're going to have a stall and Earth Time and Reboot and all of our social enterprises. I don't want to name them all because there's so many. But I'm hoping that there's going to be loads of social enterprises taking tables. So that's coming up in June. We've also got the awards, which I want to have like a red carpet event. event, hopefully somewhere grand. I won't say any names at the moment because there's nothing
to be confirmed.
Absolutely. We've got more social accounting training coming up, which is real fun as well as very valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Our regular network meetings. What else have we got coming up? Really, I'm just here all the time as a drop-in. So that's
buzzing, absolutely buzzing.
Anybody wants to find out anything about social enterprise, just pick up the phone or come in through TSI Murray. Give us a knock on my door. You're always welcome.
Brilliant. Okay.
I've got a good selection of herb teas.
Yeah, you sure do. She's looked after me well, guys. How often do you meet and where?
The Social Enterprise Network, they meet on the second Thursday of the second month.
Okay.
So we meet every 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
We meet in different venues. We sometimes meet in the Inkwell. We've met in Murray Wastebusters. We've met in TSI Murray. I'm always open to new venues. We're happy to go wherever our members want us. So the venues are not fixed. It's wherever it's most convenient for our members. We will travel.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Okay, now, I know you like to inspire the young people who are potentially coming up to be social entrepreneurs or entrepreneurs of the future. What advice do you have for them?
Find a job you love and you'll never have to work a day in your life. Now, that's not my advice. That's from Confucius. And
yeah.
He was a wise
yeah.
man. I think social enterprise is something, if you dare to be different,
mm-hmm.
if you want to stand out from the crowd, if you want to think outside the box and do something that means a lot to you and make a difference when you're doing it, then social enterprise is a career that you really should think about. You can come in through volunteering, through training, through work experience, through employment, or even start your own social enterprise. My advice is follow your dreams, make a difference, and go for it.
Brilliant, fantastic advice. Now, think of along the lines of a young person. They've come to you and said, right, Kim, I want to set up a social enterprise in Murray. So pretend that you're maybe like your daughter or whoever. Firstly, what would you call your business and whereabouts in Murray would you be?
Well, me? So if I was setting up my own
yeah.
social enterprise? Well, funnily enough, I run a charity called Get Rugged.
Ah.
And it's based in Speyside. But it covers the whole of Scotland.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Who would be your dream staff team?
That's www.getrugged.co.uk.
Links will be on the website.
If you're interested in self-build and you don't think it's possible, have a look. It might well be possible. There's a plug for Get Rugged.
Brilliant.
Sorry,
we'll get that up on the website. Who would be your dream staff team?
Apart from George Clooney?
Well, yeah, yeah.
Who would be my dream staff team? My dream staff team would be people who believe what I believe, people who share the passion, people who are not afraid to challenge me, because every good leader should be challenged, because you can't get better and stay ahead of your game if people aren't going to help you to keep looking at things. So my ideal team would be people who are positive, but most
mm-hmm.
importantly, my team would really need to be a fun bunch of
oh,
crazy
yeah.
people, because
mm-hmm.
I work most with people who like to laugh and they're not afraid to be different.
Yeah, exactly. Strive to achieve.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you could create a random product to sell, what would it be?
Well, my random product is actually it's about making self-build more simple. So my product is going to be training for people who want to self-build, and it's all about self-building yourself through self-building actual houses. Imagine if you could actually build your own home.
Yeah,
think
definitely
how good that would feel. So that's my product.
Cool. Oh, well, there you go then. Okay, we are rounding up to the last question here for you, Kim. How can our listeners either get involved with MSN or keep up to date with everything that's going on?
You have to keep up to date through going to TSI Murray. So that's tsimurray.org.uk. You'll find out everything about the network on tsimurray.org.uk. Or MSN also have a Facebook page, Murray Sen. I think that's what you'd find it under Facebook. So you can check us out on Facebook or go through the website at TSI Murray.
And of course, we've got links up on our page as well. So please do get behind Kim and the rest of our team. And we wish you all the very best for going to Shetland and everything else that's coming off. And we look forward to an ongoing partnership.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you, Leah. Thank you, Bucky Radio. We love you.
Okay, guys, thank you so much. I hope you've enjoyed this, the launch to the MSN segment. And for now, it's Spotlight out.
Don't forget to add us to your favourites. www.radiobucky.co.uk.